Yo, what's going on, man? It's your boy Zell Johnson, man. Welcome back to the Trauma 5 podcast. Listen, man, I'm just hanging out in the car again on the fly. I just had something on my mind that I wanted to talk about with y'all, man. One of my last episodes, I asked, where is Africatown? Right? I asked that in like episode 3, something like that. Then I asked, where is Indigenous Town? Where is Native Town? Where is Native Town at? Well, where is it? Then I thought, like, yo, we got Black History Month. Why is there no Native History Month? Or is there something I don't know? Now, I know some of y'all are probably thinking like, oh, okay, then you're going to have so-and-so month. Then you're going to have so-and-so. No. Listen, we have Black History Month because of the wild, crazy, fucked up shit that we went through in this country, right? And the residual effects it has had on us throughout the years. Natives go through the same damn thing. I mean, we're on native land, right? And I don't know nothing about Native Americans. We even called them Indians. Like, we called them Indians because I believe the story is Christopher Columbus came over here and thought he was in India. So he just started calling them Indians. Because he thought he was in India. And it just stuck. You know what I mean? And it's like, I would love to know more about the Native history here. I would love to know more about their cultures, the way they interacted with each other, their agriculture, the way they grew their food. Maybe there's something we need to know. We're on this land, right? So maybe there's something that we... No, not maybe. I'm pretty sure there's things we need to know about this land that I don't think we know because we erase the history. Yeah, we got the scientists that, you know, that are making the pills in the lab, but let's face it. We know that some of that stuff has some severe effects on the body. So it's like, we should really study Native history on this land. I feel like that's something that should be really talked about and really spoke about. Like, what did they do before any of the white people or the Black people got here? Some people say Blacks were already here. I haven't done enough research to know enough about that. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to just assume that there were just natives here. I don't know. I'm going to just keep it a buck with you. So I'm going to keep it real. I'm going to just assuming that there were just native indigenous people here. I'm pretty sure they're not even called natives because they had their own language. So they probably called themselves something else. You know, that's the thing. We don't even know. And we should really talk to the elders of this land. Really, really talk to the elders of this land and get a good understanding of their language, who they were, how they did things. Why did they call certain sections of America the names they called it? What's the lore behind it? Is there any truth to the lore behind it? Maybe there's something we need to know. You know, maybe there's some sort of magnetic field that they know about that they tapped into where energy works differently based off where you are on the land in this country. You know what I mean? And I just feel like we should really study that, man. And I think that there should be a whole entire month dedicated to natives. Or whatever they originally called themselves, You know what I mean? Y'all know I'm talking about the Apache, the Black Hawk, the Lightfoot, and so on and so forth. Those people, and I'm pretty sure those weren't even their original last names because those are English names. You know, I think that maybe they translated it to English, but what was their word for it? What was their language, their native language? They didn't speak English. When the Europeans came here, they didn't speak English. They had to learn throughout the years how to communicate with one another. They didn't speak English. They spoke a native tongue, and we don't even know what that is. We're learning. Is it Spanish? Is it because they moved them? Maybe they migrated down to like Mexico. And again, I don't know. Educate me. I'm asking. I know someone's going to check me. But it's like, is it Spanish? Is it Portuguese? Are those the languages that natives spoke? And it just, you know, broke up and went into whatever it went into? I don't know. I'm curious, you know? I think we can learn a lot from these people that were here before us. And I even think to myself sometimes, like, man, a lot of natives were pushed into a corner and blacks were pushed into a corner. So was there some sort of like alliance there? Was there some sort of togetherness there? Are a lot of African-American people in this country more native than they think because of that, you know, that manifest destiny, AKA genocide, that they did when they pushed through like that, that, you know, cause we were like in the same boat. I hate to say it like that. We're in the same boat, but is there a lot more blood in the African-American bloodline than we know? You know, we don't know. Both of our histories were ripped away and destroyed for the greater good of their manifest destiny. You know what I mean? When someone says that's their destiny, I mean, think about that. Think about how narcissistic and crazy you got to be. That's my destiny to have this land. It's our destiny. You know what I mean? So it's like, you know, I think we should really... you know what would be dope, man, if we could like have a section for natives, like say if we had our a plot of land, right? You had like the section for the natives, then you have a section for the blacks, and then you have like a merger, like a mix. You know what I mean? Like a fusion, if y'all watch anime. Fuse the two cultures together and make like something new, something dope, something fresh. That'd be cool too, man. If they could do something like that for especially native people, you know what I mean? Like, because, you know, blacks, we're still in the fight, you know, we've been in the fight, we're still in the fight. But when you really think about how natives were, yeah, we were slaves, we got dead bad, no question about it. But man, natives got wiped. They almost don't exist. Think about that. Think about it. You have a race of people that almost don't even exist. Think about compared to Caucasians, compared to Chinese, compared to African. Like, think about it. And then I'm thinking about something too, like maybe they are the Mexican people, maybe they migrated more so down south. When they were taking over the land, maybe a lot of them were able to migrate down south. And maybe that's what Mexican people are, Latino people are. Maybe they're the descendants of those natives. Maybe they're natives. Maybe that's why they do the tattoos and they have the dark skin and they speak what they speak. Again, I'm not educated. I'm literally just sitting in the car, sitting in my thoughts, just thinking, you know, educate me. But that could be it too. Maybe they aren't. But I'm just speaking for like the natives that are still here on this land. Like the natives, I guess, that are, I don't know how to say it, that are original to this land that we're walking on. Right? I think that man, almost being completely wiped out, and then your culture is not in any of the history books except for like the French and Indian War, but that's not, that's a war. Like what were these people? What are the stories that they have? Stories, they have war, they probably had wars, they probably had kings, queens, they had all of this culture, and we don't even know anything about it. And me being a black dude, I don't even know anything about my own culture. Like my history in this country starts with slavery. So again, I'm gonna say it. I get why white people feel the way they feel. I really do. Because they have a glory in their minds, besides the, I guess you could say, the slavery, rape, and genocide of everyone else. They have a glorious history. They came here, they took over, they got the land, boom, boom, bam. They came here and they put their foot down and they got the work. And they did what they did for their people, which, when you think about tribalism, I hate to say it, they did what they were supposed to do. Was it right? No, it was fucked up. But if you think about tribalism, if you think about who we are at the core of human beings, humanity, animals that we are, they was just doing some animal shit. They was just doing some human tribalistic shit. They came and they put their foot down. And now here we are, the descendants of, you feel like the losers almost, like the descendants of the ones who lost, you know? And it's a fucked up feeling. And I hate to say it, I'm getting off topic, but a lot of Caucasian people don't get that feeling. Being a descendant of a minority, you put a minus on us, you know? Not blaming white people of the day or Americans of the day, but that's what a lot of black people would wish, and natives would wish Caucasian people would get. Like, you're the descendants of the winners. Not to say you haven't had a hard life. Everybody has their own level of struggles and hardships. Not to say that you got it made easy, but the truth of the matter is, you're looked at upon a little bit more dignity and respect based off the culture. It's not necessarily anyone's fault now. We were birthed into this culture where, you know, Santa Claus is white, Jesus Christ is white, you know, all the presidents were white up until Obama, and they thought he was a fucking Antichrist. You know what I mean? So it's like, the white male is looked at in this country with a sense of trust and respect based off the history of how they ran this country. You know, they sweep all the killing and wars under the rugs because, you know, we did it for, you know, America. But they sweep that under the rug, and what they do is they give you this image that, trust us, believe us, believe us. And that's how it is now. You know what I mean? And again, it's not a blame game. It's just the motherfucking truth. You know what I mean? And it's like that's how it is. So what I'm trying to say is, get back to what I'm saying is, black people and people that are considered minus the minority, you don't know the feeling of when you're reading a history book and you're at the library and you're doing your research on, like, when I started, it was Yahoo and Ask Jeeves and AOL, right? I started when I was a kid, so it was AOL, Ask Jeeves, all that shit like that, right? But when you do your research and you see that, okay, I am the descendant of the losers. I am the descendants of the team that lost and was never able to get back in the game and win another championship. We are the descendants of, and I hate to say losers because our people were very strong, but I'm saying, like, as a culture thing, we are the descendants of the ones that were cast to the side. We are the descendants, us and the blacks and natives. We feel like we are the descendants of the ones who were done bad, and in doing them bad, those people at that time, those white people at that time, created a culture around being better than people that didn't look like them. So what they did was they did us bad, right? They did our people bad. Then they created a culture around being better than. And then it gets passed down. And when they hear the word racism, they're like, oh, you trying to diss us? That's no. And it's like, nah, it's true, because, and it's not necessarily the white people's fault of today. It's their ancestors that did it. They created this culture of being better than. So now you want to know why blacks and natives are upset and angry. There's this alcoholism and mental health in the community. It's because you got to grow up your whole life looking at these fucking history books, doing your research and seeing, damn, we fucking lose, ass kicking. And then here we are trying to pull ourselves up again. And you don't talk about all the cities and towns that blacks and natives, I'm pretty sure, had that were wiped out and turned into fucking lakes. And it's true. Go to your library. Go read the actual old book. Don't get online. Go to the actual library and look at some of them old dusty ass books that never made it to the internet. That's what they don't want you to see. That's what they don't want your ass to see. They don't want you to see the truth about towns or old. Go find those old newspaper articles that they try to cover up about when blacks, or I'm pretty sure natives too. I'm not 100% on natives, but I know about blacks building these towns, trying to pull themselves up by the bootstrap, like they say. Not just Black Wall Street, that's the most famous one, but there were multiple towns that were black people that were like, okay, we're going to try to pull ourselves up. Motherfuckers got jealous, didn't like it. And again, remember what I said. They created a culture around being better than you. And people that say racism don't exist, think about it. Jim Crow, the United States government created that law basing that we were secondary, not good as, less than. You see what I'm saying? And then you had segregation. That was also something created by the government. Whether it was Democratic or Republican, it doesn't matter. They're all run by crooked fuck face idiots anyhow. So I don't choose no sides because they're all full of shit. And it's like they created these laws back then that literally told Caucasian people on this land, you're better than them. They're still in the monkey stage. They're still in the evolutionary monkey stage. They say all men are created equal. Remember, when they wrote that, we were slaves. We were slaves when they wrote that. Correct me if I'm wrong. I could be wrong, but that was a long time ago. Wasn't that a long time ago? And we were slaves, right, for a long time, a while ago. So it's like, I'm pretty sure when they wrote that, they didn't have us in mind, because they figured that we were property. Someone owned us. We were like dogs. You know what I mean? And I don't think they were thinking about the natives either, because they were like, fuck that. We want this land. They signed a contract that they probably didn't even know how to read. It was in fucking English. You know, I personally believe that the ones that say this land is our land, this land is your land, this land was made for you and me, I think the native said that. I probably said that before in another episode. That sounds like something that the Native American would say. That doesn't sound like something that somebody that comes to your land from some fucking where else would say. Why would I come from Africa? For example, why would I come from Japan to New Zealand and go, yeah, this land is our land. This land is your land. No, hell no. That's some shit natives said. They said that shit and they took that shit from them. Land of the free. You know, that was their saying. This is land of the free. They were smoking the peace pipe, chilling. They took all that and twisted it. You know what I mean? And again, this isn't a diss to white people. It is what it is. Everybody got shitty people, no matter what skin color you are. But it's just the truth, man. It's like they created a culture. They created a culture around being better than people. And now in 2022, you have all these movements that some people just can't wrap their head around, which I understand. Because some people, again, they come from that. They come from the era of, you know, just suck it up and deal with it. Be a man. Don't ask no questions. You know what I mean? And they come from that era where they don't understand all these movements. But I think what's happening is we're in some sort of a spiritual. I'm not like a Christian or nothing, but like it's some sort of spiritual vibration warfare frequency going on, where I feel like the children, our generation and the children that are being born after us, I feel like there's something in their souls and they're trying to correct the wrongs of the past. And there's something in those souls that are coming in, whether they be gay, trans, whatever, everyone has a movement. Even the people that are super radical, what they call them, like the far left, super radical movement, they're not going to be perfect. Everyone's not going to be perfect. But I think what's happening is there's a movement or there's a war where the people that are coming into this world now, that are coming into this dimension, this realm now, something in their souls, they're trying to correct the errors of the past. And you have the people that are here, or the people that have been poisoned by humanity or this culture and this way of life, don't understand what they're doing, and they don't understand how we're living. And I think it's just kind of like a big, huge spiritual war. Like, they're trying to do the right thing. A lot of them are going about it. Black Lives Matter started off as a great movement, but then you have the radical side. Every time you have a movement, you're always going to have the bandwagon people that just want to be a part of something and fuck it up. Black Lives Matter is not a hate race organization. Now, you have those who want to jump on the bandwagon and claim it, and they're assholes, and they're not for the right reason. And that's why I say you have internal warfare. And it's just a shit show. But I think it's going to take some years, and it's going to filter itself out, man. That's why you have all these movements, and you have all these people saying, you know, Redskins is racist. It's a hurtful thing to say to a native person, because it probably was some shit that the white dude said to him. Hey, where those fucking Redskins at? I ain't gonna lie. I thought it was like the last name of a fucking tribe. I thought like someone's last name was like Chief Redskin, you know? Honestly, because they have names like, you know, Black Hawk and, you know, so I honestly thought it was like a chief or somebody named like Chief Redskin, or, you know what I mean? I honestly thought that's what it was, but come to find out, it's a racial slur. And to be honest, like, if they feel like that's offensive, all the shit that natives been through in this country that we don't, we don't acknowledge, all the shit that they've been through in this country that we don't acknowledge, if they're asking to change a name, fuck it, let them have a name. You know what I mean? Like, and my question to people is, especially white people, because I see more white people angry about it than blacks. And of course, natives aren't going to be mad about it, but white people are really, you know, I get it, because that's their team and they fell in love with the whole logo and the aura around being a Redskins, and, you know, but they also have to be open-minded and understand the other side. Because your side is the only side. It's two sides to a coin, and there's multiple sides to this dimension. Who the hell knows how many? So it's like your side isn't always the right side. Even if you write, check it out. Even if you write, someone else has their own side of the story. And it could be wrong as fuck. But in their mind, in their perception, they got their side of the story. So it's just whatever. So I see a lot of white people pissed off about that. They real pissed off about they changing the Redskins. It's like, okay, dude, well, they're still the Washington. They could just be the Washington Reds. Does it sound good? Fuck no. That's why you have a marketing team and a promotion team and an advertising team for them to sit there and wreck their brains and come up with it. Come with a new name, you know? Don't you worry about this shit. That's still your team. That's still your players. Just rock out with it, man. You're not on the motherfucking team. You're not making the money. A lot of people think the Redskins fucking suck anyways. So you'll be all right. You'll be just fine. You'll be okay. The world is not coming to an end. Jesus Christ. Why don't they just change it to the... I think this is what they should do. They should have a vote. And if the white people win the vote, they could change the name to Caucasians. The Washington Caucasians. What's wrong with that? You know? What's wrong with that? You know what I mean? Like, they should make a team called the Caucasians. You know, if they don't see what I'm saying, it's different now. See, now it's different. You know, but I don't know, man. I just feel like natives should get a little bit more respect in this country. They should have native town. I want to try some native food. I want to try some indigenous dishes that I've never had before. And I would love, again, I'm going to bring it back to us black folks. I would love for there to be an African town. And I would love for, you know, Chinese people and Canadian people and Italian people to come here to America and try traditional African dishes, whether you be from the Congo, Nigeria, Egypt, West Africa, South Africa, South Africa, North Africa, East Africa, wherever you from in Africa, and you can trace your roots back to, there should be an Africa town here, and where people can come and try traditional African dishes. And also, within African town, there should be a soul food side, right? You have your soul food side where it's like, you know, the new age stuff or the stuff that started back during slavery and certain dishes. You know what I mean? Like to what we do now with the fried chicken. And there should be like, you know, like the staples in America, right? Say like the staples in America, right? Like Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles. It's a whole bunch of other places. Harold and Bell's, I heard, is good. They should have those locations in Africatown too, like the staples of like the places that blacks know as, yo, this is the spot. And I'm not talking about KFC and Popeyes, because that's not ours. As much as we might want it, it ain't ours, right? But we should get like the spots that people know, like the good dope spots, like say if in the 757 there's a I think it's called The District. It's a soul food place called The District. They should be able to franchise that to Africatown. So their name is out there and they become a staple. And people like, yo, you can only get that unless you where they located or you make it to Africatown. And the same thing with Native Town. And not to be funny, Native Town should have casinos like a bitch. Casinos, because, you know, they be having the casinos, like the natives be having the casinos, you know what I mean? And then, like, they should really do it up, man. But I guess also That'll never happen because we the competition. So if the competition can't make it happen, the opposition damn sure ain't gonna make it happen. So I'm really asking this question to my motherfucking self and everybody else that got dark tan skin, brown skin, tan skin, dark skin, whatever you want to call it. How we make this shit happen? Like how we really make it happen? How we make it happen, man? Like, I don't know. We need to get in touch with our Nigerian brothers because, you know, they be scamming the fuck out people. Maybe we should make like a million GoFundMe pages, right? And then like say it's for different shit, but it's not. And then like take that money and like invest it in Africatown. But you know, black folk, we, you know, some niggas, everybody ain't gonna come together. Somebody gonna take that money. We got too much trauma, pain, and suffering for us to make that amount of money. Say if somebody GoFundMe page make like, I say like 5,000. You know, if they in the trenches, man, they not gonna donate that money. You know what I'm saying? We need an Elon. We got a Kanye. We need a fucking Elon. I hate to say it. We need a black person that can do shit like Elon. Because if we had a motherfucking black person that was on Elon level, and I hate to say it because he white, but I can't think of no other example. If we had a motherfucker like Elon on our team, man, listen, we can make that shit happen. But we got a Kanye, and we got a who else rich? We got a Oprah. They not nowhere near no Elon. You see what I'm saying? They you know, 2 billion, 3 billion, that, you know what I'm saying? They ain't nowhere near. Elon got like 200 billion. You know what I mean? This dude just bought Twitter. Like, come on. And I think that's a good move because I ain't with the censorship. I ain't with that shit. You know what I'm saying? Because my thing is this. If they start censoring the fuck out of everybody, they're going to try to censor black folks again. And we've been through too much, and natives, we've been through too much in this motherfucking country for y'all to start creeping to this side of the water with some motherfucking censorship. We need to speak our minds. There's too much trauma in our neighborhoods, too much confusion, too much disinformation, too much misinformation, no information for us to sit up here and y'all try to censor us. Fuck that. Nah, go ahead, Elon. Do your thing. I know it's going to be some racist shit on there, but motherfucker just got to learn how to look at something and go, okay, well, it is what it is. It ain't for me. And move along. You know what I mean? Mama taught us, you ain't got nothing nice to say. Don't say shit at all. What happened to that? If you see something you don't like, you don't like it in your space, you don't like that energy, get the fuck away from around it. Quit following it. Quit looking at it. You know, there's a button you can press that goes, not interested. Stop showing me this. So hell yeah, I think Elon should buy that motherfucker and take that censorship shit off. Let these comedians get out here and make some goddamn money. That's what y'all should do, man. But listen, man, this is the Traumafied Podcast, man. I guess this episode is just going to be about, I mainly talked about what? Native culture and African culture. Yeah. So listen, man, this is a Traumafied Podcast. I appreciate y'all for listening, man. Listen. Hey, listen, man. Listen. If y'all want to start your own podcast, man, do it. And I'm saying this because this helps my depression and my anxiety. And it's like therapy for me. I try to catch myself and make sure I don't say too much, and then I don't got no fucking script, so sometimes I gotta catch myself so I don't go rambling on. I tend to do that, but you know, man, I'm just out here trying to, I don't know, connect with cool ass people and just really vent and just really, you know, connect with some cool ass dope people. I'm a thinker, man. Like I wish that the black community, we could come together and again, like, really, I wish we can come together and make, like, our own electric car company and our own Amazon, our own like Walmart, like, so we should have like our own Walmart, and it should be called like Soul Food Mart or Soul Mart. And it's everything is non-GMO, all organic. All the food comes from black farms. All the meat, whether it be chicken, lamb, pork, whatever, comes from black-owned farms. Like, everything is black-owned. And then the people that own the black-owned farms should switch over to One United Bank and start banking black. That way, the black farms can get loans from a black bank. And then when they send the food to the Soul Market, hypothetically speaking, Soul Market, you got a black bank, you got a black farm, you got black employees, and they're sending it to a black-owned, a Walmart-ish-like store. Man, come on, man. That's what the fuck we need. That's how you play the game. Right there. That's how you play the game. Stop banking. If you have a black farm, we need to find all the black farmers that have land. Gotta be somebody out there. Gotta be somebody out there, right? Or native. We in the same boat. Again, hate to say it that way. But it gotta be somebody out there that's black, that owns a bunch of land and a bunch of farm, that's able to somehow link up with another individual who's black somewhere in this country that has land. And they're able to switch whoever the fuck they banking with, start banking black with United, One United Bank, or any other black owned bank. I know it's more than one, but that's like the main one. And like really link up, man. And then we should get like Jay-Z, Kanye, who the black dude that owned the Weather Channel, Oprah. All these people and say, listen, let's come together, right? Get the percentages right and open up a competitor to Walmart. Why aren't you doing that? Shout out Tyler Perry. You get Tyler Perry black ass too and just come together. And I'm not saying this to say we're going to take over the country and get them white folks. Like, come on, you know that ain't going to happen. But what I'm saying is we need to show our kids real, true empowerment. We need to show... We need to have a Oprah Winfrey Network needs to show nothing but black real estate agents, black people, you know, HGTV, black, like, building homes. We really need that because our kids are looking up to some fuck shit right now. And I'm kind of rambling on, but I'm getting it off my chest. I haven't made a podcast in a while, but yo, our youth are really looking up to some goofy ass bullshit right now. Like, fuck that. We need to show them empowerment in a way we never showed it before. And the only way we're going to do that is if we really get out there and fucking, maybe it got to be me. Maybe I got to create a podcast where I go, me and my boy, travel to different black-owned land where they own farms and like cattle and sheep and pigs and chicken. I know they got to be out there, right? Or maybe I'm hoping too motherfucking hard. I'm not saying they're going to be like acres and acres and acres. I'm just saying, even if it's a couple acres, that's what I'm saying. They can like link up with someone else. Not saying that they're going to have ownership of each other's farmland, but they can link up with each other and have like a investment pool where this one takes 100,000, for example. This is for example. This one takes 100,000. This guy that owns this land takes 100,000. They come together and create something new and say, hey, anybody else want to join that's black and own land, and you build your money like that. Then you reach out to like Change for Change and, you know, these certain organizations that help black people and fucking, you know what I'm saying? That shit can happen, man. If my black ass is sitting up here saying it can happen, it can happen. And thoughts become things. Anything you think of can happen. That's why we have what we have now. You know, millions of years ago, man thought about going to the moon. It was just a dream when they were living in caves. Now, motherfucker might be on Mars. You see what I'm saying? So it's like, it can happen, man. It'll take one hell of a haul. But I don't know, man. Listen, I've been rambling on. Your boy getting hungry. This is the Trauma Fire Podcast. I know I'm ending it abruptly. he ending this shit abruptly as hell. But listen, man, this shit is 40 minutes long. I think I gave y'all a little morning brain energy. Hopefully I enlightened your mind. You got the wheels going, and hopefully I don't know. Maybe we can do some research. Maybe that's all we'll ever get out of it is some is some damn research. But listen, man, this is Trauma Fire Podcast. This your boy Zell Johnson, man. Hey, I'm gonna talk to y'all.